Taking the stand in his own defense Thursday afternoon, Jonathan White says his motive was to kill himself on December 17th of 2018. White was charged with second-degree attempted murder for what prosecutors allege was pouring gasoline on his ex-girlfriend Jessica Cameron and lighting her on fire. Throughout his testimony, White spoke in a low voice and mumbled often, blaming his emotional state that fateful day on the deterioration of his relationship with Cameron and their children. White says he wanted one last talk with Cameron for closure. It was there, in the dumpster area of a Tonawanda Tim Hortons where they both worked, that both Cameron and White were set on fire. Cameron received severe burns to her upper body and face and had to have fingers amputated. She was hospitalized for 3 months. Cameron took the stand earlier Thursday, saying she had split from White due to a number of abusive incidents over the 7 years they were together and White's heavy drinking. Based on the location and severity of her burns, the prosecution argued White's intent was to kill Cameron. Using his testimony and the fact White helped put out the flames on Cameron, his defense said he was trying to commit suicide and the gasoline he brought to do the job inadvertently got on Cameron. Twice Thursday, the defense asked Judge Montour to toss out the murder charge, which the judge denied. The trial resumes this morning. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.